Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Got the big wedding tomorrow. The first of three weddings that we have in the next 3 months.
Oh, nice. So you're going to wear the suit, I would imagine.
We're getting the
or
suit
whatever
together.
You got settled on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So suit pants, new pants that I just ordered.
Good.
And then a very nice little button-up we got going, so.
Nice. You having cocktails?
I don't know. This is one of the things. I know that post the reception and everything, they're going to do haunted houses. And so Vanessa's not a big getting scared person, but she's pretty excited to go to at least one. Just as like,
wait, how does this work? Why walk me through this?
So you they get married,
yeah,
and
then you do like the hour for dwarves and
yep,
everything like that,
all
and
that.
All that stuff. Then they cut the cake, and then is there like a there's a spot where it just turns into haunted houses?
No. So then you have the reception, so a little bit of dancing, a little bit of music.
What time is it starting at?
No idea. It could be noon tomorrow. It could be 3
p.m. Because if we're going reception, and then after the reception, then everyone's just going to haunted houses?
Not everyone. But we are of the select company that get to go to the haunted houses. And it's kind of one of those things where normally, like, I think haunted houses are fun.
This is going to be an all-day affair for you, man.
It is. I'm actually cool with it, though, because it's essentially it's just a elongated date night with my wife.
Yeah, no, and that's fun. But like, so usually, like, the you know, weddings, they stop at around 11 or so, somewhere in there. So you're not going, I would imagine it's not a late wedding to then stop at 11 to then go to the haunted houses, but maybe I'm wrong. Have they rented out a haunted house?
No. Because they're going to like jump from haunted house to haunted house.
In like the wedding outfit and everything?
No. They're getting changed. I will be taking off the suit jacket.
You know, some people love the idea of like, you know, you go out and then you're like, hey, congratulations, and everyone screams all congratulations everywhere you go.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, I think they Vanessa knows this a little bit more than me. I just think I actually think it's super cool. I think the haunted house thing is maybe the thing after a couple drinks is the thing I'm more excited about than anything else. Because it's like that can be just a me and Vanessa thing, even though we're part of a greater party.
So like Elise's cousin is getting married and on like the Friday of is Halloween. And so instead of, you know how usually you have like a Friday night dinner before the wedding on Saturday, the Friday night dinner, they're basically doing like a costume party.
Oh,
you know, and then Saturday is the wedding and everything's, but like the Friday where all the family goes to the dinner and anyone from out of town usually goes to the dinners on Friday before, that's just going to be one big costume party. I'm not going because it's in DC and I'm just not going, but I like people swerving into Halloween near Halloween.
So here's where hive mind here. I come from a family on my mom's side that it's like, oh, you're going to do anything different than how we've done every other wedding. That's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to my beautiful wife who's allowed me to venture out, allows me to like get out of my comfort zone. I think this kind of stuff's awesome.
So it's cool. The only thing I would, for me personally, if it was my wedding, first off, I'm not a haunted house guy. So that part just doesn't do it. I'm like your wife that way.
You don't like being scared?
No, not at all.
Because that's her thing is she doesn't like being scared.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I think it's funny.
it's not for me. But I don't even like, I'm not a scary movie guy either.
I'm classic scary movies. Scary movies aren't—they're no longer fun. They're let's see the most demented, crazy thing we can do. It's no longer like Michael Myers or like a psychological thriller. You know,
for some reason I like the Saw franchise.
Oh no,
I don't know why, but I do.
Horror movies took a left turn.
That's my level of horror that I can deal with and I can have fun with. And then that's anything outside of that. It's just not for me. Halloween for me is about, it's about candy. And it's about, at this point, it's watching my kids dress up.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Mostly fair.
But you're so exhausted for your wedding day, though. And so the worry I would have for these people trying to then change and then go to these haunted houses, like I know after my wedding, yeah, my wedding went till about midnight or so. And then we all tried going down to the flats.
Yeah.
Because it was like, well, all right, let's keep this thing going. I was so exhausted.
Yep.
Because I spent all day talking to people. I spent all day, you know, you're hanging out with everyone. And like, it's all my favorite people are there, essentially. But I'm like, I gotta go to bed. I'm done.
Well, it's gonna be impossible for them because you're just like what you get. It's like a barrage of dopamine just constantly because you're constantly seeing people that you love and you're just bouncing from one convo to another.
Mm-hmm.
You barely have time to eat. You barely have time to get drunk.
I didn't get drunk at all.
If you're that sort of thing.
I had like two beverages my wedding night. Actually, that's what the one regret I have in many ways. I tell everyone that's young that's getting married, like, because everyone's always like, don't get too hammered. That's the advice that they give.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have enough.
Yeah.
Make sure you have enough.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't. Like every time, most of the cocktails I had the night of my wedding, they ended up being very watery because the ice went down. Because, you know, you're bopping around. But I think they're going to be exhausted. I think I'm going to have like a second wind. I think I'm going to be very excited for this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're not the one getting married or doing anything. You're just along for the ride. You should have a great time, especially if you like this type of stuff, if you like the haunted houses.
But you asked. I don't know. Like, because it's local to where our house is.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about...
Oh, that's nice. You're not even going far.
Yeah, if need be, if, you know, we want to get an Uber home, we can do that if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that that's on the table. Because the negotiations as a married couple of young kids that you're like, is it your night or is it my night?
Yeah.
I hate that.
How far are we from your oldest being able to drive?
We are 1 year out.
Yeah, we got to get a speed up on that.
Yeah. Oh, I already told her.
That would be sweet. Your kid turning 16, that's the best thing in the world then.
I'm not going to use my kid as a DD.
Why not?
We'll say it out loud. And then that's probably why.
Does that feel like a damaging thing? Of like, if anything, I think it teaches responsible drinking.
No,
I desperately want my child to be my DD when I get older. Wait, why is it a chotch move? I haven't thought it through enough. I haven't, my kid's nowhere close to being close to drive. Why is it a chotch move?
Because you're using your kid as a DD. I don't know. It just, every time I say it, I'm like, there's an ick factor that immediately comes out.
If anything, it's like a lesson of like, hey, don't drive while drinking. You're part of the help there. That's how I look at it. I can tell you're not hip to this, and that's fine.
No, I don't.
You think I'm the only person listening that uses their kid as a DD? And by the way, my kid is 2.5. She's very far away from me even having this conversation.
I'm at least 2.5 years away.
That's how it bounds. My whole life, I've just always assumed the kid could turn 16. Now you have a lifetime DD, essentially.
I still haven't let my kids see me drunk. Like I'll have a cocktail or two from time to time. But no, I think it's the idea, even if I wasn't drunk, if I just wanted to have a couple belts, I don't know. Just feels like, especially at...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's 16. If they're like 21, maybe it feels different. Or like 25, and we've sat down and had a drink together. It's different.
Sure.
At 16, ooh, I don't know. Every time you say it, I really just kind of wince a little bit.
I mean, here's what I'm thinking, and I do want your opinion on this, Mac. More the idea that I would want my daughter to feel incredibly safe at that. Like, I have no judgment. I'm like Planet Fitness. I'm a judgment-free zone around here, okay? If you happen to have drinks, I want you to feel safe to call me so that I can pick you up and that you don't drive drunk, right? And so this is almost like, if we reverse this, this is almost like this is your lesson to be like, hey, adults drink. Sometimes it happens. But the smart thing is that you make sure you have somebody driving that isn't inebriated, and this is how you kind of hammer that home a little bit.
I just think you're trying to reverse engineer logic to make it not weird that a 16-year-old would be my DD.
I mean, I just look at you. She drops you off first. She's not the DD, by the way. She's just dropping you off to the wedding, right? Would you feel comfortable her dropping you off to the wedding and then you guys taking an Uber home?
No. No, there's an implied designated driver.
You guys are adults. She knows that you drink.
Yeah, I think there's something a little... The need for a DD implies that you're about to get turned up. And I think
you're
that's
just getting over the 0.08, which is another important instructive moment for your child, that it only takes a couple to get over that 0.08. You don't have to be plastered to be at a spot where the law says no driving can happen. Here's a sports fan.
All right, Mac, you can weigh in on this. I just feel like every time you sell it, it actually gets worse to me.
See, so speaking as the guy that was the only child that had to be the DD.
Or you were your parents' DD.
Yes. Yeah, wasn't.
I was never my parents' DD, by the way.
It wasn't asked; it was implied that it would end up being the case. So, you don't necessarily get the whole lesson put in there. It just turns into a
responsibility.
Yeah, you just
need to take care of my parents.
Yeah, basically at a certain point, and at
some point you're going to take care of your parents anyway. Might as well start at 16, huh?
Would disagree.
What do you mean, retirement homes? That's all you're doing is taking care of your parents.
No, I think
your parents take care of you, and then you take care of your parents at the end.
I think taking care of your parents would be them living with you and you providing for them at the end of their life.
That also happens.
Taking them to the retirement home, unless there's a health reason to be there, just feels like, I don't want to deal with you anymore.
That's also fair.
I mean, you can either way, you're still taking care of them. And as I don't know. I didn't know there was a red flag in this.
I'm surprised you haven't talked yourself into it yet. I think that's...
My child's 2.5, so like I got a lot of time to think on this before there's any action that actually takes place. There'll be a lot of crowdsourcing from other people to find out if this is in fact weird that you don't like to do this, or this is normal that you don't like to do this.
But think about it. You've had a child, DD, give his firsthand experience. That was sloughed off. You've posed several reasons why it would make sense.
The problem with Mac's experience is they didn't teach him any lessons while happening. You know damn well.
So you have to tell them?
Well, you know me and how this would work.
I would sit
in the back and be like, and this is why it's important that you get the DD, and this is why it's important that why you're driving right now is important for reasons X, Y, and Z.
I think you can have that lesson without having to, you know, actually implement it yourself at that point too.
I didn't know it was a weird thing. I genuinely just didn't know that was a weird thing that people didn't do. I just assumed everyone, when your kid turned 16 and you're paying for the car, you're paying for the insurance, that if you wanted to go out and have a couple beverages, they were in many ways your Uber driver for the evening.
It's more of a rite of passage at a certain point where it's like okay, fine, you have to pick them up, whatever. But like, I think that adding the lesson on top of it feels like another layer that you're trying to justify it.
Yeah, you're trying to shoehorn it in and justify it.
I'm constantly teaching.
That's what everyone says. You are the truth broker and the lesson broker as well.
Well, you just want them to grow up to be responsible humans, Nick. That's all that is.
Well, that's why I say I'll tell them, hey, don't drink and drive. There.
Well, good.
I don't have to show them. I can just tell them.
Good. I hope that works very well. I just, for me, for my money, I'd be like, all right, great. I got somebody driving, picking me up. It's going to be awesome.
What's your take on child labor? It feels very adjacent to that.
It's not. No, they're just driving you. That's not child labor. They're just picking you up because you've had too many to drink. That's not child labor.
Okay. All right.
I would say I was bought off by getting pizza afterward, though.
I once had this guy in college I knew. He's like, I'll always come pick you up if you call me, but the deal is then you got to take me to Taco Bell. So I'd call him, he'd come pick me up, I'd take him to Taco Bell. Good time.
In case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.